Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But on the subject of quarterbacks, we talked about how it seems like I think you caught this, Colin, as well as I did on social media yesterday. The reaction to our rankings of the quarterbacks in the AFC North, given that we now expect Ben Roethlisberger will be the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2021. We ranked them a little bit differently, but it's somewhat similar, too. You said Mayfield, Jackson, Roethlisberger, Burrow. I said Jackson, Mayfield, Burrow, Roethlisberger.
Mine is subject to change, though. Contingent. Let me just clarify.
Let's talk
on Burrow's health. You know, I just put him fourth now because I don't know how he's going to bounce back from that injury. He could go anywhere from first to fourth, contingent upon his health.
That's probably true. Yeah,
for me,
there's the most variance possible in his performance this coming year based on a lot of different factors, you know, based on his health, based on whether they do anything with the offensive line in front of him. I've seen a mock draft where they take one of his LSU teammates, Ja'Marr Chase, and that would certainly change things for him. But I said Jackson first because I still think despite the playoff struggles, he did win a playoff game last year for what that's worth, and in large part due to the fact that he can do just about anything with the football. You know, that game that they beat the Browns up in Cleveland on a Monday night, that crazy back-and-forth game where he had to run to the locker room and come back out and hit Marquise Brown for that crazy touchdown at the end. The whole thing was nuts, and you could see that Lamar Jackson is the kind of guy that can sort of wrest control of a game unlike many other football players in the league right now, let alone in the division. So that's why I have him first, and then I have Mayfield second because I think that there's a lot of feel-good in Cleveland right now because they went to the playoffs for the first time in forever. They slayed the dragon of the Pittsburgh Steelers at Heinz Field in a playoff game, and they lost, but they lost to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs on the road, right? So they're really feeling good about where they're going. There's people talking Super Bowl next year up in Cleveland, and that's fine. I'm not begrudging them the right to be excited about their team, especially the way they played in that wild card game. But I wonder if there's a little bit of false hope there that that wasn't the peak for the Browns and that there's still more to come.
I think that if you – the people who are celebrating – and I had to hear this – knucklehead, this guy who acts like a knucklehead, Ken Carmen, prank our station yesterday. I have no time for Ken Carmen.
How did he? I missed it.
I guess he called and said, hey, "This is Ken from Cleveland or whatever," and just laughed on Andrew and Chris's show. And it's their fault that they keep giving the guy they're a party to the guy. It's their fault. They let them have their show prank because they ask for it by continuing to, you know, play grab ass with the guy. But anyway, so the deal. Well, they do. It's just I don't get it. Mueller roots for Cleveland, and I don't get why he does that. Anyhow, because he's a Cleveland fan. But so the people like Ken Carmen of the world, who get into this whole laughing. I don't. It's not whistling past the graveyard. That's the wrong term here. But the Cleveland fan right now that is beating their chest, and they should over the Pittsburgh fan right now. The people that celebrated this great joy that Roethlisberger's coming back, that one is iffy. But where I'll go with all this is they really haven't won a whole lot. It's a bit premature to act like you're the Yankees, to act like you're UCLA basketball right now, back in Wooden's day. And there's a lot of that in Cleveland. Let them have their day. Let them have their celebration. But if I was a Cleveland fan, certainly I'd be elated. But there'd also be a tinge of apprehension. Like, I wonder what we're going to be now in the next chapter. What's the sustainability? Because for all that's there, I think they can look within the division and say, well, Baltimore was supposed to break out and be great with Lamar Jackson, and really, what have they kind of done since he's come into the league playoff-wise? You know?
Yeah, and just to be clear, I don't begrudge any Cleveland Browns fan or any Cleveland broadcast or anybody that wants to dunk on us given the way the wild card game went. They can dunk on us all they want the way the wild card game went. I don't like it, but that's the way it is. When to the victor go the spoils. But I think the apprehension that you talk about is important because I think it does still stem back to the quarterback. And it stems back to, is Baker Mayfield one of those guys that – look, when everything else is going well, when your defense is turning over the opposing offense and making the opposing quarterback look bad and running around and making plays and your wide receivers are coming open underneath and Jarvis Landry's running all over the place against inside linebackers and everything's going well, I don't doubt that Baker Mayfield can handle himself, handle the situation, and in a big moment do some important things, some really good things. Mm-hmm. But the question for me will be, as far as Mayfield goes, and this is why I still don't have him ranked ahead of Lamar Jackson, when it comes down to the big crunch time moment, you know, you saw the big crunch time moment in the wild card game in Tennessee, and Lamar Jackson came up big. When it comes down to it, will Baker Mayfield, when things aren't going well otherwise, and things weren't going well for Baltimore at a point in that Tennessee game, and Lamar Jackson helped bring them back, can Baker Mayfield, when things aren't going well for the Browns in a big moment, in a playoff game, be the guy that drags them back into the game and drags them to the finish line and wins
the
game?
You're right about that because, look, it's not to take anything away from the win against the Steelers, but the moment that he had to be big, really, it wasn't – a ball got snapped over Ben Roethlisberger's head. He gets the football at the one. Ben Roethlisberger throws an interception. He gets the football at the 17 or whatever. You know, like, it wasn't necessarily, all right, here's Baker mounting. In the end, when Ben started to drag the football team back a little bit, he had to hold them off at an arm's length. But he never really needed to, okay, down five – you need to go 81 yards. You got 4 minutes and 12 seconds on the clock. Let's go. It doesn't diminish what they did at Heinz Field. That's a great win, but you make a really good point. You had a team that was dancing on your logo earlier. You had a team that was making fun of you across the sideline, and you went into their house if you're Lamar Jackson, and I'm not sky high on Lamar Jackson either, but you at least showed the world, I did it, at least that one time. I did it, you know? And
well, and I think too, there's something about, you know, when you look at Mayfield again, bring it back to the wild card game specifically and the win over the Steelers, it's like a goaltender who you need to steal a game for you. Can Baker Mayfield be that guy? He didn't have to steal the game against the Steelers. It was like a hockey team going out and scoring three goals in the first 5 minutes of a game, and the goaltender just had to maintain. That's what Mayfield had to do against the Steelers in the wild card game. Just maintain. And again, that's the question for me when we talk about the top two quarterbacks in the division. Now, to flip it to the bottom two quarterbacks in the division, according to both of us, I have Burrow ahead of Ben. You have Ben ahead of Burrow for the time being. The reaction that we got, and I mentioned this a couple minutes ago, was startling to me because the polls that have been run, I don't care if it's by us on the morning show account, if it's by Joe Starkey, if it's by somebody else who doesn't work for our station, they've all been around 60 to 70% people saying, yeah, it's time to move on from Ben. It's time for Ben to hang him up. But that 30 to 40% of people have been so loud and so mad that you would question Ben Roethlisberger. How dare you? He won two Super Bowls here and took us to a third. How dare you impugn Ben? Well, if Ben is the legend that we say he is, and I'm not taking anything away from what he did over the course of the first 10 to 12 years, the first two-thirds of his career. But if he is the legend that you say he is, then his reputation should not be impugned by us criticizing the lack of postseason success over the last decade or the lack of success from him in particular over the second half of last season.
It's a great point. I'll tell you what Ben is right now. For me, Ben's Toby Keith. He's that "I ain't as good as I once was" song. That's exactly what he is. I I would have apprehension if I was in a football game against Ben Roethlisberger that he could get up, get it going, and do it one time. One time. I ain't as good as I once was, but as good as I ever was. That he could on one day get it done once, but he ain't going to stack those cakes in, like, you know, he's not going to win a bunch of games in a row. But I would be fearful.
He's still got a third quarter against the Colts in him.
Correct.
Every once in a while when he has to, but not all the time.
Yeah.
And that's the differentiating factor for me right now between what these quarterbacks mean when we talk about ranking the AFC North quarterbacks, in particular putting Burrow ahead of Ben right now for me, is who is more integral to the success of their team right now? Joe Burrow is the key to everything in Cincinnati. If he comes back healthy, looking good, they get him another weapon or two, they fortify his offensive line, Joe Burrow is going to be that guy.
He'll be Matt Stafford.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They'll stink, but he'll put up huge numbers in his career.
Well, I don't know. I think that remains to be seen based on who the – you know, there's a lot of variables in Cincinnati. If they don't get things surrounding him right, then, yeah, it'll be very Stafford in Detroit-like. If they do the right things around him, then, you know, you could eclipse what Carson Palmer and Marvin Lewis did in Cincinnati when they were going to the playoffs. And – That's got to be the goal. It can't just be, well, let's get enough guys standing up in front of Joe to keep him from getting sacked 55 times a year. But he is so much more important to what Cincinnati may or may not do over the next 5 to 10 years than Ben Roethlisberger is to what the Steelers may do even next year. We talked about all the factors that spin around the Steelers' offense improving year over year from 20 to 21. And they all spin around everything working out perfectly. And even if they work out perfectly, do we trust that the QB1 has it in him to be that guy? And we agree. It's in there every once in a while, but is it going to be in there all the time? That's the question, and why I have been last in that AFC North quarterback discussion right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.